Be Your Best with Sarah Doyle and the Better Life Project on Ireland's Classic Hits.
It is week 8 and Sarah Doyle, who is a life coach and founder of the Better Life Project, is back this week. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Trina.
So you've been giving us tips every week and they all go up there on our website in the podcast section as well. If anybody wants to look back on tips on how to keep the spirits up and how to get through the next while as we're still in lockdown. And what do you have for us this week, Sarah?
Today is all about creativity. Now, I don't want anyone listening to this going, creativity, well, I don't paint and I don't draw, so that's me out for the week. This is about meeting you where you are at. So whether it's painting, drawing, reading, gardening, or doing some sort of DIY, it's just about losing yourself in a hobby or a pastime, something where you feel you can express yourself. And there are loads of different ways that we can do that.
There's a lot of people who on their CV say they love reading. And then you say to them, what was the last book you read? And they can't even name one.
I know, that's always a tough one. I'm sure I've gotten stuck in that nest before.
Yeah. But you know, as the weather is getting a bit better now as well, Sarah, there is no excuse really not to get out into the garden. And then when the summer is well and truly here, we'll be so grateful to have put the work in now.
Absolutely. And I think when it comes to creativity, we can get tunnel vision about what we think it means to be creative. And we think that we have to play a musical instrument or paint with acrylics or mold beautiful vases out of clay. We don't need to do all of those things. Creativity is a very personal and subjective experience. I've realized that I'm very creative when I garden. I really enjoy picking out flowers that I have no idea what they're called and putting them next to different flowers that I have no idea what that one's called, but I just have a feeling that those colours or textures would look nice together. I never in a million years would have thought gardening would have been a creative outlet for me, but it is, and I absolutely adore it.
Actually, you know what? I saw an app. I wish I could remember the name of it right now. And it's an app where you take a photo of a plant or a flower and it'll tell you exactly what the name of the flower is. What is the name of the app? Picture this app. And also another one that is great for people who might be not brilliant at painting and that kind of thing. Those colouring books that you can get for adults where you just colour in, and it's very relaxing too.
It is, and it brings in what we spoke about in week 5 around mindfulness, and it's just encouraging us to be present on purpose, and that's all that mindfulness is about. And when we colour, when we garden, when we do anything that we feel is creative, we're just focusing in on that one task. We are experiencing a sense of flow that is both satisfying and filling and just brings so much joy and meaning to our life as well.
People are always commenting actually on my daughter's Peppa Pig colouring book, saying how good she is and doesn't draw outside the lines. That's because it's all me. I sit there hours colouring in her colouring
book. You don't even need the adult colouring book. You can just nick your kids.
Exactly. Sarah, thanks so much, and we'll chat to you next week.
Thanks, Trina.
Be Your Best with Sarah Doyle and the Better Life Project on Ireland's Classic Hits.